and welcome back to the Iron Moms USA podcast. I'm Ina Koppel.
And I'm Raina Butler.
And I'm really excited for this episode because it's our
Mother's Day special. And it's our very first one.
That's right.
This is our first Mother's Day podcast.
This is like the ultimate Iron Moms holiday.
It really is.
Yeah. So we decided to do something a little bit different. Not a Q&A, not a straight talk. Raina said, you know what? Let's ask the moms what they want for Mother's Day. And let's make this podcast all about
moms and what they want.
That's right.
How do they want to spend their day? If time and money wasn't a problem, wasn't an issue, what would they want to do?
So Raina went on Instagram and she chatted with some of you and you guys submitted your answers to us about how you'd like to spend Mother's Day. I love it. But first, let's talk about how we want to spend Mother's Day, because actually that's what we've been talking about, is what are we doing, you know, together, separately, what would we like? And I realized this Mother's Day is last Mother's Day sucked.
Yeah, we were stuck in the house,
COVID. Oh my gosh. I think it's 1 year.
You were home.
Yeah.
And I was home.
It's 1 year this month that the gym closed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Officially.
Officially closed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then it dragged out, but you know, we were stuck in the house. We were separated. Nobody was celebrating Mother's Day in the way that they're used to. It was a terrible time.
It wasn't fun last year,
but look at this, a year later, right? For people who during Mother's Day last year were wondering, you know, what's life going to be like? And, you know, people were feeling pretty hopeless. You know, you kind of tell them, you know, we used to tell
them. I was wondering if I was even going to see anyone ever again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, forget my mother. My mother's old. But like, even if I was going to see you, I don't know. We didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In other words, you know, you could see young people, you know, it's less risky than seeing your elderly parents. But, you know, when you're in your darkest times, you can't see forward to the future. But when you look back, you know, you learn these lessons of how you should have behaved back then, what your perception of things, you know, were like, and if they were wrong or right. And you have to learn these lessons looking back. You know, now it's like a year later, we're celebrating Mother's Day. Life is good. I'm not going to comment on COVID being under control or not, but I asked myself, yeah, whatever. But I asked myself, you know, how do I want to spend this Mother's Day? COVID is not a factor for us anymore. And, you know, now I have a daughter-in-law.
This is the first time you're having Mother's Day with a daughter-in-law, own kids.
That's right.
You have new things to take into consideration.
Yes. And so my daughter-in-law wants to be with her mother on Mother's Day.
Very fair.
And that's legitimate. And I wanted her to have that, you know, guilt-free of like experience. Cause it's like, okay, I have a very sweet daughter-in-law, Rachel, shout out to you. She's very good to me. She brings my son by all the time. She always, you know, considers my feelings and everything. And I didn't want her to have to choose, you know, Mother's Day, where am I going to go, or split the day up? It's so annoying. I would hate to do that. And so we're going to have Mother's Day on Saturday. And then she'll be with her mom on Sunday, but it's like, I have a daughter-in-law. This is a new Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day 2.0.
Oh, I like that. Mother's Day 2.0.
Yeah.
I like that.
So I thought about how I want to spend this Mother's Day. And, you know, I want to spend it with you. And I want to spend it with my little family and just, you know, be together with all the girls and just be thankful for, you know, for being together and being healthy. But how I really, you know, want to spend Mother's Day.
And in like an ideal world, ideal. Yes, you want to be with your kids and like my kids are going to come mm-hmm. over.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But like ideal. Uh-oh.
All right, ladies, let's talk straight. I want to be in my pajamas. Really good pajamas. Like I want to buy myself, you know, that silky pair of pajamas that you just freaking love.
Oh, your fancy.
Favorite, you know, very favorite. I love my pajamas. And I want to be sitting in my bed surrounded by my dogs. I want to have pizza, easy access, like really good pizza, maybe a cold beer, you know, watching a show. I want my house quiet and clean and I don't want anyone there. And then like, if the family wants to strut in somewhere around evening, and, you know, happy Mother's Day and maybe buy me a vacation to Aruba. And then They clean up after themselves after we eat. My kids make eye contact during the meal. There's no cell phones. We have a nice moment. And then I get back into my bed in my pajamas.
Wow. That mm-hmm. is special.
That would be my ideal Mother's Day.
And I like that.
What about you, Raina? Really think about it. Like, what would really kind of feel so good on Mother's Day?
Okay. I would like to be somewhere warm. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter where. Just True. Warm.
Yeah.
I'd like to be in a bathing suit with okay. just the sun shining on me. I'm happiest when I'm tan.
I feel that. Now, who would be with you?
Maybe just you. Definitely not my kids.
What about Iggy?
The dogs could be there too. Whoever doesn't like need anything.
Yeah. You mean you don't want a toddler screaming and throwing a fit at your feet?
No, I don't.
What about?
I'd also like a very tall glass of rosé, but not like the sissy pants rosé that they've been serving at. And I'm like really a lightweight. So if I'm saying something is like sissy pants rosé, like they've been serving this stuff at restaurants everywhere mm-hmm. I go. It has like no alcohol. I would give it to my 3-year-old.
This is a really funny conversation because you guys don't know Raina, but pre-COVID, she wasn't a drinker.
I'm still not a drinker.
She's not really a drinker now, but sometimes I take her places and she's like, there's like no alcohol in this. Like all of a sudden you're such a-
I'm a connoisseur.
Of rosé.
Of rosé.
Well,
hey. Well, something with a little kick to it would be nice.
Mother's Day rosé.
Yeah. Like a good, yeah. something- Yeah, yeah. With a good kick.
Take the edge off.
And then I would like one text message from my husband and it will say, the kids are perfectly fine. Don't worry. Enjoy.
Yeah. You nailed it. You nailed it.
So
every
none
mother.
Of this will never happen. Yeah. My husband would tell me I have a better chance of getting a very expensive gift over ever getting that text. Don't come home.
That's
I've got everything under control.
You know what? You have brought up a good point. When I had little kids, mine are 20 now. Plus, and when I had little kids, if my husband did me the favor of letting me have the day off kind of thing, it was every 5 seconds, I'm right. getting a call from the kids and from him. And you're right. That peace of mind, this is under control. I'm going to let your husband know.
Enjoy your day.
Enjoy your day.
He would tell you that that's never happening. Mm-hmm. He will buy me something extremely expensive over yes. that fantasy.
True. So you're on the beach, somewhere warm, cold bottle of rosé, the kids are taken care of. And the sun is beaming down on you.
Yep. That's all I need.
That's it. Nothing else.
Well, pizza and fries would be fine, I guess, too. If
fries.
I'm just going to put a cherry on top, but that's shoestring true. Fries, like, you know, really fried.
Salty,
like not baked. Mm. I don't want anything healthy on Mother's Day.
No. And I don't want baked fries anyway. Ew.
Or like, and also like a hot waiter bringing it to me would really be nice.
But
that'd
does,
be okay too.
Does he lift?
Of course
he
no
lifts.
No guy's hot if they don't lift.
That's true. A waiter who lifts. Nice.
Maybe he's like carry a barbell in his other hand.
All right, now you're getting crazy. Now you're getting crazy. That sounds like a great Mother's Day. Well, what was really funny to me is that there was one common theme to the answers on the Instagram.
Oh yeah. I was expecting the women to like want expensive presents. Not one person asked for anything. We had like 100 answers. Hmm. Not one person asked for one gift.
What was the common theme?
The common theme was no kids.
I love
no
that
one
so much.
Wants to be with their kids on Mother's Day. And it's so good.
It's the truth, ladies.
It's the truth. It's honest.
Yeah.
And thank you everybody for being honest and not yeah. giving us, I just want to be with my family.
Yeah. You know why? Because you're with them all the time.
Right. Right. Yeah. Mothers are always with their kids. Yeah. Even if your kids are grown, think yeah. about it. Like your kids are big, but you're still always doing stuff for them.
Yeah, my whole life is just making
you're like cooking
problem solving
and cleaning
yeah.
and like
problem
needs
solving.
A car,
yeah.
drop me off here, pick me up there, get me this.
It's so true. So I thought Raina would read off some of your answers. Now we can't get through all of them. So if you sent us a message, we will definitely repost it and we'll get to them eventually, but she's going to read off some of her,
okay.
her faves.
This is so good. Sandy beach with my babies, plus a nanny, then a huge dinner with everyone that I didn't have to cook and I don't have to clean.
See,
how good is that?
That's right. That's exactly right. Now, if you like, we can forward these to your husbands or your kids.
Oh yeah, so free of charge. I'll just send it right over.
Yeah, we're happy to advocate for you, moms. Sandy Beach. You know, it's nice that she included her kids though.
Plus the nanny though.
Yeah, the nanny.
Don't forget the nanny.
The nanny's important.
Right.
Most important
person.
I
don't think that she has a nanny.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, this is great. The only thing I ask for every year is for my kids to be nice to each other and not fight.
Oh,
I mean, that really is a fantasy.
You get that, right? Like those, you know, those fights in the back of the car when you're carpooling somewhere and they're just like
carpooling. How about just up the block?
Oh yeah. All the time. Worst. It's like you're having this Mother's Day and then the kids are just killing each other. Don't they know it's Mother's Day and that all bets are off and you have to behave on Mother's Day? Don't they know that Mother's Day is like a sacred holiday and all mom wants is for you to stop killing each other?
My kids definitely do not care.
No, they don't care.
They don't care.
Yeah.
I know my son doesn't. Okay, this is a good one. Sleeping in, having coffee outside in the nice weather for more than an hour, she specified, having someone else feed her baby all day and someone to clean the house.
Yeah. Okay, now feed the baby.
Yeah, someone else. When you have like a really young baby, I know it's so hard.
Yes. You know what's interesting? What these women should do is forward these messages to their kids, older kids, or the husband, and be like, if you want to know. So, as I'm saying this to you, I'm wondering, why don't moms actually ask for what they want?
Because I think it's a fantasy and they know it like would almost be impossible.
Because maybe it's offensive if the kids realize, get out of my hair.
Like imagine you told your kids, you know, just don't come.
Just don't come.
I'm celebrating without you. Yeah. That's the celebration.
And you know what? It's going to be hard. It's easier for the husband to buy a present. It's much harder for the man to take the kids out and deal with them all day. You know, that's
my
a
husband
big gift.
Would spend any amount of money not
to like,
probably
here's
be
the babysitter.
Children.
Yeah. Right. Here's the nanny for you.
Okay. Home alone and working out.
Yeah. Mother's Day workouts feel so good. Especially I remember, well, when we had a gym, we had some big Mother's Day blowouts. Like we would have huge parties. Raina was the queen of putting on events and you were always so creative every year with different themes.
Yeah. But do you know what the best part everyone liked the most?
What?
That halfway through the kickboxing class, the kids would leave.
Oh, yeah.
And go do something outside.
Yeah.
So the moms could have uninterrupted class.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
Number one.
Moms just need a break. They don't even want you to thank them. Okay. They just.
Right. Like, be honest. Okay. And I have young kids and this is going to, I'm for sure going to get hate for this. Please. I do not want those ugly handwritten cards. They're so ugly. And then I'm like pressured to like it, pressured to keep it, pressured to put it on my fridge where I don't want it.
You're like, oh, that's so sweet. Thanks to your teacher for making me do it.
Scribble.
Yeah. Just stomping
on
it.
My kids are not artists. They don't try to be artists. My son rather play with trucks.
Yeah.
My daughter rather socialize.
Yeah.
So mine always come up looking like some horrible. Basically, it's a piece of trash that they signed.
Yeah, it's fine. It's very sweet. They don't even know why they're making it at a certain age. Wait, I remember when my son, you know, you have to write like what you love about your mother. And it was like, she feeds me. She feeds me. She drives me. I was like, oh, I could be replaced by like an Uber. Uber Eats could replace me.
Right. My daughter never wrote anything nice in those things.
Yeah, because it's from the kid's perspective.
Right.
I love kids and all, but Mother's Day is really about getting away from everyone and getting a break from your job, you know, which is all those
being
things.
A mother.
Yeah.
Okay. I think this is one of my favorite ones. I want to deadlift 350, then eat unlimited carbs and not be near my children.
Yeah.
That's the best one.
That is.
I also want to deadlift
350. Sorry, I see you.
Who doesn't want to deadlift 350?
Yeah. I want to pull 350.
Right.
Yeah, that'll never happen. But oh my God, like having a satisfying workout, eating carbs that make you happy, and then entering a house that's quiet and no one needs anything from you.
Right.
I mean, that is a true gift.
It really is.
What about the dogs, Suri? The dogs.
She didn't say anything about the dogs.
Because they're always with her.
Right. Her dogs are always there.
Yeah.
But I see everyone just really wants a spa day. But mostly people just don't want to cook and clean. Like the moms just don't want to cook and clean.
Yeah. And so most Mother's Day in my house went like this. You know, you and I worked half the day. And then while we're working, by the way, everyone's messaging us. When are you coming home?
Right.
When are you coming home? You got to go here. You got to go here. You got to go here. You got to celebrate Mother's Day with everyone. You got to go here. And then you come back home. No, everyone's asleep in my house or everyone's ignoring the fact that we're about to have all this company.
Right.
My husband who said he was going to barbecue, it has not even started the grill. Now, guys, we don't have a gas grill that you just turn on. Okay. My husband's from Midwest. He's old fashioned with his stuff. He's an outdoorsman, sort of. And we have a fire pit, and it's like a 25 person fire pit. And you have to start a campfire. You know, you got to start a fire to cook. It's a whole production. He's got this whole system. It takes him a while, okay, to get things going. And then someone had to think about getting the barbecue meat, right? Oh, no. Oh, Ina, didn't you get that? What? It's Mother's Day. Right. Mother's Day means not my problem.
Right. No, barbecues are always a joke because when your husband barbecues, all he literally does is turn the meat on.
And you're like side dishes, cleaning up, setting up.
Handing him the meat through the window, bringing it back in.
I mean, and the mess and the back and forth. And so I remember like, I'm exhausted at the end of Mother's Day hosting. I am freaking exhausted. And yes, I know people, you're going to say, you know, it's an, you know, it should be, you know, it's our honor to be doing this and we're lucky. Yes, yes, yes. But we're talking shit. So go with the flow.
Right. Now, and I also want to talk about, I think moms, it was nice that people were honest, but some people like gave me foofy answers at first. And then when I pressed, they like got a little more honest.
Yeah.
So I want to, you know, talk about a little bit of like mom guilt.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And like mom guilt and training. It was really cool. Girls Who Powerlift talked about mom girls and, you know, mom guilt and training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you know what? I think everyone struggles with a little bit of mom guilt.
Because it's the bottom line is moms have a hard time making time for themselves.
Right.
Whether they're working, whether they're home, same thing.
But like, this is something my grandmother used to tell me. Quality over quantity. Mm-hmm. Like always being with your kids, but being the yelling mom because you're stressed out doesn't make them happy.
Right.
They would rather even 20 minutes of like, my son is just watching him like, obsessively line up his cars that makes him happy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. I definitely spent a lot of years being the yelling mom because I was so stressed out over my business and like splitting my time running a business, which was 24/7. And then like when the needs of the kids, you know, arose, it was like, I don't have time for this, you know, and I was just like stressed out all the time. And it would have been far better to just be like, this is the time I set aside. I'm going to, you know, be calm and shut everything else out. But mom guilt is a real thing, man. I don't know why women after they have babies suddenly think, I know the kids need us, but we start to think that like we're last on the list and we have to sacrifice ourselves in order to raise kids properly. But then you come to realize that when you fall apart, you're ineffective, when you're screaming all the time, poor quality. It's not, it's not worth it.
So like they brought up the fact that how training like really empowers moms. And I think it really does.
Because it gives them that time that they need.
Right. I know we're not supposed to bring up barbells maybe on the Mother's Day special, but
we are
iron moms.
Yeah, we are. So yeah,
I can't help it.
It's all about the barbell.
So like I was thinking from the perspective of like when Tori used to come to the gym, nothing made her like more interested in barbells than seeing other people barbell train. So like the moms who are worried when they go down to the gym or even leave the house, I don't think it upsets your kids.
No.
I think they're like happy for you. Not happy for you per se in that way.
Definitely not happy for you.
Not happy for you.
They just, kids have like, they have no time lapse kind of sense.
You whether know? You're gone for an hour or six, they don't really know.
Same thing as my dogs.
I think your dogs know.
Well, when I come back in, they're excited to see me.
Right.
Every time, even if I took the trash out, it's as if I was gone for a week. They don't have a sense of time. And I think little kids don't either. You know, it's like, I miss mommy. Here's a lollipop. Oh, yay. So, you know, the mom, we did remember on Mother's Day, there were a lot of women that were like, I can't come in. I feel so bad. Everyone's home. Meanwhile, everyone's home, but everyone still sort of has their own schedule. You know what I mean? It's like, everyone, you're not on vacation, you're home. And so the husband's doing his thing, the kids are doing their thing, and you're sort of still in the routine, but your expectations are that Mother's Day will be this sensational thing. Now, I actually did do Mother's Day for my mom. I want to look back on it and think, was I really doing it because I wanted to do something special for her or because it was the routine? But I think it was because it meant a lot to her. Mother's Day meant a lot to her. And as I got older, I saw how much she appreciated the things I did. Like she was very into decorating the house and into the flowers. And she appreciated when I washed all the dishes after Mother's Day and stayed up. I remember Thanksgiving, I would stay up very late washing all the dishes, but she showed the appreciation. And it registered in my mind as like, this is something that's meaningful to her and she would appreciate it. It wasn't the card. It wasn't the gift. it was the participation and doing things that made it easier for her. And then she would really appreciate it. And it would make me feel good as a kid, and it would reinforce that kind of thing. And I would do it again. And so it built in this behavior of like, I recognize that my mom's tired after running events or hosting dinners, and she's tired standing at the kitchen sink. And so I'm going to help her do the dishes on Mother's Day, or I'm going to set up everything so that when she wakes up, everything's done, and I'm going to bother to decorate, 'cause like, I'm not a foofy person. But I learned to decorate for holidays because my mom, you know, kind of built that into me. But I would do the things that meant a lot to her, and they were never gifts. They were never the cards. It was like, show her that you recognize that the things she's doing are hard and she gets a break on today. You know, she would love having like my grandmother over, my aunt over, and getting all the women together. And she loved hosting. But I would do the things that counted, and she'd be like, wow, you noticed, you know? And so if you want to do something special for your mom on Mother's Day, if you have that opportunity, remember, it's the things that go unsaid that are noticed, but not kind of thrown in your face. It's the non-obvious things that mean a lot to your mom, that if you do them, it's the special touch where they're like, wow, I didn't think you noticed that. You know, whether you buy them something that has meaning to them, that isn't the standard gift. It can be something very small, and maybe you make them something because, you know, it's all about doing something that means something to them, that's objectively something that's meaningful to them. And it can be either an action, or it can be something that you make or you purchase, but it should be something more than the standard Hallmark holiday kind of thing.
I like that. And actually, you know, speaking of that, Mother's Day actually never started. I actually thought it was a Hallmark holiday. I guess I made that up in my head, and I decided.
I thought it was too.
Like the candy companies made this up to like sell more candy, kind of like Halloween.
That's what I thought too.
But no, there's real history.
What is it?
Okay. So Ann Jarvis of Philadelphia, whose mother organized women's group to promote friendship and health, originated Mother's Day on May 12th in 1907.
Oh, really? What does that mean? They were just like,
they got the women of their church together to celebrate mothers and to celebrate their fellow women. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. I didn't know that there was actually a history to that.
It was real. And then she kept it going after her mother passed away. And that's when it became Woodrow Wilson made it a national holiday.
Now I know. I had no idea. I thought it was a Hallmark holiday. That makes it even cooler.
So like they got women together to celebrate friendship and health.
I had no idea.
If that's not Iron Moms, yeah. I don't know what is.
What a great way to phrase Mother's Day.
Right? Getting together to celebrate friendship and health.
I really dig that. I like the sound of that. You see, it has meaning.
It does. It's deeper than that. And I want to talk about the other side of Mother's Day. And I know, Ina, for you, this has always been something very real. Mother's Day is not like the happy, cheery holiday for everyone. Not everyone's lucky enough for their mother to be alive or to have a good relationship with their mother. Mm-hmm. So can you tell our listeners like a little bit how you have dealt with Mother's Day since your mother is no longer with us? Mm.
So my mom passed away about 22 years ago. Wow. And I can't believe I'm saying that because it always feels like yesterday. I couldn't even talk about it for a decade. My gym, my studio was dedicated to my mother. And so you know, if you walked into my gym, you would see a beautiful black and white photograph of my mother because health and fitness meant a lot to her. And so, I was able to do a lot of things in her memory. I remember the first Mother's Day very clearly. I was walking, you know, down the street here in town and I saw in a stationery store, all of the advertising for Mother's Day, little hearts and, you know, little cards and things, you know, they cue you to buy your Mother's Day stuff. And I thought like, oh man, like this Mother's Day sucks. You know, like I was crying all the time. I was just, you know, angry about it. And my mom passed away from cancer when she was very young. She was about 51, close to what I am now. And it left a very big hole because, you know, I was like the tomboy, you know, I was the kid who was a tomboy. I'm an only child. And my mom was that bubbly woman who just always forced me to be like celebrating, happy. You know, she was goofy and funny and she had a bubbly personality. And I was always the kid who wore black and just like grumpy, you know, and I had to take over celebrations for the family. when she passed away, because my grandmother, you know, wasn't capable, and it was just a very difficult time. And I remember looking in the storefront and thinking, like, shit, Mother's Day. Like, I don't want to be reminded of the fact that I don't have a mother. And at the time, I didn't have my daughter. I wonder, maybe I was pregnant. And it just left me with like a very hollow feeling. I really did not like Mother's Day. And I remember asking my family, like, don't make a big deal about it. Cause to me, it was just a reminder. And there's a lot of people out there who don't have a mother to celebrate Mother's Day with. And, you know, it's only when you look back, when you kind of realize, like, shit, I should have been better about it. You know, we take people for granted. It's just the nature of things. It's how things go. You have people who are always there in your life, and, you know, you kind of take for granted that you get together with them, that you can see them anytime. And now it's like, damn, what I would do to have my mom come over on Mother's Day, what I would do to hear her voice again, and for her to drive me crazy about wearing black and about, you know, whatever she would drive me crazy about, like a mother should. If I could have that again, and how do you hold on to that feeling? How do you appreciate the people in your life when they're there so that you don't make that mistake? And when they're gone, you know, wishing that they were still there and that you had done something differently, you know? So, you know, my mom's portrait, a very big portrait, hangs in our living room. My kids grew up looking at an image of her, not really getting to know her. And so my job is always to reference my mother and talk about her in a way where it kind of becomes this, you know, nice memory for my kids. But it's very hard on Mother's Day not to have a mom. But I always had this thought that if I couldn't be a daughter to a mother, that I could be a mother to a daughter. And that somehow that relationship still exists, but in a different form. So on Mother's Day, what I try to do is very hard to, like, not, you know, go back to normal routines, but I always, you know, try to wear a piece of her jewelry, and now my grandmother's jewelry. I try to kind of connect with her in my thoughts and think about her. I have her perfume that I still smell. And like that smell brings me back, you know, to really, there's nothing like a good, you know, whiff of perfume that your mother used to wear to really remind you of their essence. Because the further we go away from being with that person, the less we remember them. So I try to, you know, sometimes I'll donate to charities in her memory, but I'll wear an item of hers and I'll talk about her. And when my aunt, her sister comes over, you know, we have this moment where we think about our mothers, my grandmother, my mom. And, you know, guys, just like, if you can somehow hold on tight while you have them in your life. And if you are a mom and Mother's Day is a difficult day for you because you're missing your mom, you know, talk to your kids about her, wear something of hers, remember her however you can in your mind, and cherish the time you can with your mother if you're lucky enough to have one on Mother's Day, because you'll be looking back and wishing that you did something different. So, you know, you can ask your mom, what do you want on Mother's Day? Or don't even ask her, just like tune in, you know, with what's important to her and surprise her by doing something that's not so standard hallmark. It could be something very small, you know, it'll make you feel good. And you'll feel good by how much you surprise her that you, you know, were thoughtful and you did something that was meaningful to her. Cause like, you know, family get-togethers become mundane. It's like, oh, kids are screaming.
Right.
This one's fighting. This one doesn't get along with this one. Okay, check. We did Mother's Day. But, you know, what if Mother's Day was a little different because you stepped out of the norm and you did something a little different for your mother, you know? But for those of us that don't, you know, that don't have one, you know, it's kind of like, well, at least I can be a mom. At least I can preserve that role and stay connected to my mom that way.
Yeah. And I think it was a good lesson we learned from Ann Jarvis. Like, it wasn't just moms. It was also friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like if you have a good friend, it's okay to celebrate. We celebrate together.
We celebrate Mother's Day.
We take it so seriously.
I know. I'm like, Raina, why are you buying me a present on Mother's Day?
We take it so seriously.
Yeah.
My kids take it seriously to buy you something.
It's, I know, like, your kids are so cute.
Yeah. They don't buy me anything. They don't like me, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah. they do like you, but sometimes, you know, it's the thing. Right, you're the mom. You're the mom, you know? And it was a lot of fun in the gym because we got to celebrate Mother's Day, but it was, what was also good about it is that was probably the last thing we did for ourselves was that morning of getting together with our team. We had a great team of moms and, you know, we'd buy the t-shirts. That's the time the slogan is okay.
That's right. We always used to have the cheesiest
mom or like t-shirts,
cheesy leggings.
Yeah.
Matching leggings.
Yeah. And that was fun. So Raina would always make sure that we were having fun on Mother's Day. We would wish each other a happy Mother's Day and we'd have some candy and we'd have a workout together. And it was that friendship amongst our team. And it was, you know, with our members, that connection of like, okay, moms, we're going to give you a great Mother's Day. We're going to give you a great workout. We're going to have a snack table. We're going to, because we knew it meant a lot to these women. And this is probably the last thing they're going to do for themselves that day. And so that was really our gift to them and our gift to each other. And that was a great way of celebrating Mother's Day.
I just think like it's okay on Mother's Day. I think on Mother's Day this year, I'm going to get rid of the guilt.
Yeah.
That's what I do for myself.
I'm definitely
not going to be sitting anywhere warm in a bikini with rosé, but I'm going to let the guilt go for the day. Hey, maybe. You're right.
How's the weather going to be? Maybe.
In New York, not so great, I don't think.
Not so great.
Not so great.
But yeah, you know, I think that this Mother's Day, what we should all do is ask for what we need so that we're happy on Mother's Day. And then, you know, maybe give a little bit. Give a little bit in a meaningful way to the people who we celebrate Mother's Day with. Because when you find that, you know, that you've given them a piece of happiness, it'll make you happy as well. Whether that means like a cozy pair of PJs or some babysitting hours, you know, do something for someone in your life, whether it's your mom or somebody that you have a relationship with who's like a mom to you, and do something for yourself, do something for them. And what was the description again? It was friendship and...
Friendship. They got together with friends to celebrate friendship and health.
I love that.
It was like women of their church at the time. So like, it doesn't have to be a church. It could be your synagogue or just your like gym crew.
Yeah. Your gym crew. Absolutely.
Anyone who I think you feel supported by.
Celebrating friendship and health on Mother's Day, I think is a great theme. I like that a lot. Thanks, Raina.
Yeah. A little bit of history is good.
Yeah. So moms, we hope you have a happy Mother's Day. And thank you for contributing your questions to us for this podcast. We had a blast.
Oh, and all your comments. We laughed so hard. It was so good. And we're so happy you guys were honest with us. We love it.
And we hope that you're listening to this podcast while you're doing something nice for yourself. So happy Mother's Day, everyone. Happy Mother's Day to all the Iron Moms out there.
Yes, we're so happy for you guys. Enjoy your day, whatever you're going to choose to do.
Cheers.